We received zero letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 1.4-foot variance from the separation distance, a 7.5-foot variance for the shed, a 0.4-foot variance from the required, a 0.4-foot variance, a 7.4-foot variance, a 6.4-foot variance, and a 1.5-foot variance from separation distances.
Thank you. All right, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and the board. I'm still Seth Thompson, still at Sergovic, Carmi, Weidman, McCartney & Owens in Georgetown, Delaware.
All right.
And once again, representing Donovan Smith, MHP, LLC, the property owner. And if it pleases the board, should I have my client sworn in again?
He's already been sworn in. We'll just need to identify him for the record, and we'll make a note.
Terrific. So to my right is Billy Betts. He's the property manager for Donovan Smith, MHP, LLC. We are here. This is the lot that we refer to as A-19. The board should have received an exhibit booklet last week. The exhibits including the variance application, the deed from 1997 when the current owner took title to the property, the structural separation plan and survey dated October 20th of 2016, the manufactured home placement permit from 2016, copies of a number of decisions from the Board of Adjustment approving similar requests in this mobile home park, pictures of this particular property, and then a copy of the notice from the Board of Adjustment dated March 22nd of 2017. So I'm sorry for the redundancy, but just to clear up the record or create the record, this is an older mobile home park. The lots are smaller. And that has led us here tonight for our request for a variance from the separation requirements. A-19 is in between A-20 and A-18, so in terms of walking through the factors, A-18 at one point actually received a variance in 2001. That's one of the variances that's included in your packet. As far as the unique properties of this particular lot, again, it's the narrowness of the lot in this older manufactured home park. The adjacent owner, after the variance in 2001, added a shed, deck, and covered porch. This has caused the exceptional practical difficulty in attempting to replace an older home with this home, which is 13.9 feet wide and then 60.1 feet long. The owner is looking to improve the park by taking out older homes and replacing them with newer homes. This is a new home. In terms of the ability to, or the possibility to develop the property in strict conformity with the zoning code, this is a smaller size. Again, it's about 14 by 60. After the prior variance with the adjacent homeowner, that in conjunction with the narrowness of the lot means that really a newer home can't be placed on the property. That's why we believe that a variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. As far as exceptional practical difficulty, it wasn't created by the applicant. The size of the home obviously predates the applicant. In addition, the homeowners, like the one directly adjacent to this, have added accessories that really shrinks that envelope in terms of the 20-foot setback. The applicant did obtain a manufactured home placement permit from the county on April 21st, 2016. We believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which the property is located, and it won't impair the appropriate use of adjacent properties and won't be detrimental to the public welfare. This is based on the number of variances that have already been granted, including the direct neighbor. And to my client's knowledge, neither of the direct neighbors have made any sort of complaint in terms of the home that was placed there roughly a year ago, but is still unoccupied. And truly, the park owner is attempting to upgrade the park. It's important to note that given these small lots and given the shift in size of mobile homes, that net result of not being able to deal with these 20-foot setbacks and get some level of variance is that the older homes just remain there. And I think that actually works on the whole as a detriment to the community and to the property values in the community. In terms of the variance that's been requested, it represents the minimum that we believe affords relief. Again, the home has been placed there. and was placed in a manner so that it could be as compliant as possible. So if it pleases the board, I'd call up Mr. Betts. Mr. Betts, did you hear everything that I represented to the court,
yes.
to the board?
Yes, I did.
Isn't it true and accurate to the best of your knowledge and information?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you want to share anything in particular about this home, just as far as how, walk the board, if you could, through the placement of the home?
Well, we looked at the lot itself, where the house was at, and we tried to center it in the center of the lot as best we could. And I didn't realize, it's probably partially my fault, but I didn't realize that that deck and shed was going to be a problem.
So the deck and the shed on
A18. And they had a big boat sitting there at one time right there in front of them, and you couldn't even see it. So we had measured from house to house and had our distance. But when we went back, after we'd already got the permit, and then we went back to go do it, and that's when we seen the shed was going to be the issue on this one and the deck.
And do you have anything else that you'd like to explain to the board?
No. That's basically it on that one. I seen that problem. We'd already obtained a permit at that time to set the house, and the footers were poured. Actually, it had a guy out, and when the boat was pulled out, because we had to pull the boat to be able to get in there to do work, and then that's when we seen the deck and the shed back there on the back. Mm-hmm. She got a shed sitting on the deck. That's what she got, a plastic shed sitting on the deck there.
Okay, and is that shown in the pictures toward the back?
It should be. Yeah, her little plastic shed right there next to her house is, it's got green doors on it. It's up on the deck.
With the white paneling on the green doors?
Yes. Yeah.
We're happy to entertain any questions.
All right. Now I'm going to start with Mr. Rickards.
No questions.
I'm sorry?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
So the shed can be removed?
Well, I don't know. It can be removed, yeah. It's plastic. It can be picked right up and took off there if it needs to be. But I don't know whether the lady there is going to want to move it or not. I'm just saying, but it is a movable shed.
Yeah, I mean, you got quite a few variants here. So, I mean, I think that would help it or not. Shed. Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. I misunderstood that.
Okay.
Sorry. Straighten me out.
You're right.
No other questions.
Okay. Thanks. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Yeah. Mr. Mills?
So we're on this.
No questions.
This one now.
Okay. No question?
Just one.
Next one.
You had mentioned that it replaced another home on that lot.
Yes.
When?
I don't know when that home was tore off of that other lot.
This one.
Do you know how big that home was?
It was about the same size. Gotcha. Probably a 14 by or 12 by 60 or something. Usually none of them are over 60 foot long back there on that road.
So similar to the size and location as to what you've put on
exactly.
there.
Exactly. It wasn't a small home there. It was a bigger home there on a lot.
When was that home? Do you know how long that home had been on the lot?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
The story. I don't know.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Again, please come forward and be sworn in at this time. Again, all those that wish to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in.
You don't need to be, if you've already been sworn in, if you just state your name, I'll make a statement that you've been sworn in already.
James okay. McCarty.
And just for the record, Mr. McCarty's already been sworn in this evening.
Okay.
He remains under oath.
Again, is this all these three? Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Same argument as on the last one. This will become
closeness
and not only because of the space between the units now, you're also talking about frontage from the road. When you try to get a larger vehicle, per se a fire truck, into that area, they're also now encroaching on the road frontage. So, once again, it's a safety issue.
All right, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Safety again, okay.
Ms. Cornwell, just for the record, what's the front yard setback here that we need to be worried about?
The front yard setback is going to be 5 feet because it's an older manufactured home park.
So this, what's been proposed meets the front yard setback?
Correct, because it's over 12 feet.
Thank you.
This is evidence, but I wanted to show this.
Ma'am, can you just state your name again for the record?
I'm Terry Saunders, I'm sorry.
Okay, just for the record, Ms. Saunders has been sworn in earlier this evening.
Yes, I was. I actually have a copy of the variance that the lady, Ms. Yerger, did in 2001, and she also, which I'm giving into evidence, she has a statement that she wanted me to read that has been notarized. This is a picture of her trailer that she had to put this sign in front of before she was able to tear it down and put her new trailer in. This variance actually is because she asked for a variance, and I guess we would vary off the variance. I'm not sure how that's done, but this is the variance she said because when they placed the trailer, she didn't have a stairway and she didn't have a porch, so they couldn't put a porch on before until this was done, and she came and got this variance. I guess, and I'll read her letter, and I guess it speaks for herself. So I'll enter this into evidence, and I have her notarized form. She actually kept that. To the Sussex Board of Adjustment, revariance application for Donovan Smith MHP LLC case 119-45. My name is Donna Yerger, and I'm a manufactured homeowner and lot renter at Donovan Smith Manufactured Home Park for the last 28 years. My address is 16309 Grandview Street, A18 Lewis, Delaware. I protest the granting of the variance for two reasons. One, the home, which is already in place, is 18 and a half feet from my home. The regulation is 20 feet. The homes are too close together, too large in scale for the footprint of the park, and are too close to the road. It feels claustrophobic, crowded, and at night physically unsafe. Overcrowding leads to parked cars almost within 1 foot of your windows. Fire is a constant hazard with manufactured homes. And as KDM, that's the business that we pay our rent to, puts in more and more homes, the danger is seriously heightened. Some homes are placed so close to the road that it seems like an accident ready to happen. Combine this with poor park maintenance, weed-covered trash, or just trash as landscaping, and consistent inattention to detail, the overall effect is unsafe, dismal, and negligent. The second reason I protest this application for variance is this current process itself. My late husband and I replaced a 1950s trailer in 2001 with our current home. We had to apply for a variance before we could put stairs in our home. Once we got the variance, we put in our stairs and porch. Why are we discussing an application for a variance at a trailer that's already been placed? A citizen has to follow legal protocol, but KDM/Donovan Smith does not. KDM has owned this park for 20 years. They've had time to learn the rules and laws of Delaware. The Manufactured Homeowners and Community Act, Section 2702A, states that any person, whether or not a citizen or a state of this resident of this state who holds an ownership or beneficial interest in, uses or manages or processes real estate situated in this state, submits him, herself, or itself to the jurisdiction of the courts of this state as to any action or proceeding for the enforcement of an obligation arising under this code. I am not a lawyer, but it sounds to me that KDM/Donovan Smith LLC has to follow the law like everyone else. This lack of respect for Delaware law is what I've experienced as a homeowner and lot renter for the last 20 years. I was not notified that a new trailer was being placed. The effect on the value of my home was not considered. The effect on the safety and well-being of the community was obviously not regarded. I literally had to run out of my home to stop them from destroying my garden when they were placing the units back stairs, which, if I hadn't been there, would have been placed on my property. I want this trailer removed. KDM, Donovan Smith, business practices warrant investigation. Thank you for considering my point of view. Sincerely, Donna Yerger. And this is notarized, and these are some pictures of how it looks to be with us. It's Donna Yerger's property.
And, Dr. Saunders, I guess?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's the owner of lot A18, correct?
Yes.
I just want to make sure we had it right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. It looks like she may have gotten a variance in 2001.
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
So can we like vary off the variance, you think, to get the extra space? Like if I made a variance and then you needed extra space, would you just vary off my variance for the 20 feet? No.
Well,
I'm not sure how
I think what happened was in... If I think in your packet, board members, there is a copy of variance from 2001 for Fred Yerger, who I presume is Donna Yerger's significant other.
Her late husband.
And it, you know, with that, she had gotten a separation variance for mobile home parks for a landing, and for her shed, and for it looks like the other one for the shed, which might. It looks like for a rear yard for the shed. So that separation distance probably was, if I'm having a guess, was from the separation to the home that was on lot A19, which is the one we're dealing with now. Is that your understanding?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So when she got that, it was just for that existing home.
Okay.
So what they're now asking, it looks like, is to replace that existing home and put a new home there. But because they're replacing it, they need to get a separation distance from the structures on Ms. Yerger's property. So.
I also would like to say that the trailer that was replaced, the one that we're getting the variance on, the trailer that was there before was one of the older, smaller trailers. We used to call it the crack trailer because people used to use drugs there.
Do you know how big that trailer was?
You would have to ask.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Sam Saunders.
And just for the record, Mr. Saunders is also under oath from earlier testimony this evening.
Yes. I'm pretty much the same thing. I just think that the trailers are too tight, too close. And if you could see Donna Rucker's backyard and the way they jammed the steps up against the pole, it looks like it was just really, really tight. And she's really upset about, you know, how they didn't really talk to her about it, just kind of set the trailer in there. And I live pretty close to this trailer.
Okay.
And one more thing I would just like to bring up. I noticed that the lawyer from Donovan Smith kept referring about how they're trying to beautify the park. And I want to remark on that because he kind of opened that up. And I'm just thinking that with all the vacant lots, they have at least 10 or 15 vacant lots there. It seems like they could have utilized some of the other lots rather than trying to kind of really tighten the neighborhood. It's just so many lots that I think they could have expanded and used rather than trying to make those lots, trailers, put them in so tight. And that's all I want to say.
Okay.
The doctor said that it was a smaller...
Well, she has to check with Ms. Rucker to make sure.
Okay, will you let us know that?
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, you can call the office.
Okay.
All right, sir.
I'd like to know that sign.
Okay. Yeah, I would too.
Mr. Chairman,
yep.
We should probably note that if that's going to happen, then the record will need to be left open.
You can't leave the record open if you're going to do that with then. You don't want me to leave
have
that
be,
side. One, I mean, that's okay.
Have to be done when a motion's made. But
have to be done when a motion's made. Yeah. That we leave it open then, just so we remember that.
Okay. If we don't,
thought you
want to
throw me a curve.
No. I'm just trying to help you. We get ready.
No, I know. It has to be open if.
Do you
want to?
No, we make that into your motion.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Okay. There you go. Okay, ma'am. Is there anyone else that Anyone else that wants to offer it? Ma'am, did you have anything you wanted to offer? You started up and then you went back. I just want to make sure I don't want to miss anybody.
Well, I don't want to be redundant either. Yeah, I don't want to, yeah, your time is very valuable, and I appreciate
just before you get started,
this is Sharon Ash.
And you've been sworn in previously this evening, so you're some rain under oath.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you recognizing not being, I don't want to be redundant, that's for sure, ma'am. But
yes. A lot of the owners of, a lot of the homeowners in Donovan Smith are fishers and boaters and gardeners, and we're trying actually to re-beautify the park in extents in our expense on our rented lots of, you know, adding soils, replacing plant life, indigenous grasses and stuff like that to bring the community back in a sustainable and healthy way. We have a lot of environmental issues that we have yet to deal with. So these giant houses that are being placed into this very old and small and really quaint. I mean, Lewis is an historical town. We all appreciate its beauty. That's how most of us felt when we bought into Donovan Smith, that it was small, it was quaint, had a wonderful history, not so much recently, but with the new flux of homeowners that have come in, there's been a resurgence and community pride. And we've suffered a great deal because of safety and vagrancies and a lot of nonsense that has now quieted because the community has become one. We know each other now, and it's a true neighborhood. So that's why we're here. We're not here to be unreasonable. We're here to protect widows and, you know, people who have invested a lot of money and who love the state of Delaware and love the precious environment in which we live. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion that we table case number 11,945. My previous statement that I'd like to retract it. I don't believe that knowing that what size the trailer will influence my decision at all. So
table it to your next regular meeting?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,945 until our next regular meeting, which will be May the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. For the previous reason it's been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,945 will be tabled.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Next case, please.